Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. We've been waiting for this all week. 2 hours, special edition of the Eagle Hour from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Hattiesburg. And what a show we've got for you. Football coach Larry Fedora about to join us. The Southern Miss cheerleaders are here. Former lineman Tim Hallman, Marshant Kenny, Jeremy McClain. We've got a great 2 hours upcoming to talk about Southern Miss sports. And I can think of nobody better to start it with than Coach Larry Fedora. And Coach, after numerous appearances on the Eagle Hour, it is great to see you in person, and thank you so much for coming.
Happy to be here. Glad to be back in the bird.
Coach, I can think of nobody better to give us an analysis of what we're going to see tomorrow than you. Nobody knows college football any better than you. Give us your breakdown on what you think we're going to see, and what do you think the Golden Eagles have to do to pull off what would be a huge opening win for them?
Well, start off, I would much rather be in the black and gold than I would be in the maroon and white. I'll start it that way. I mean, the pressure's all on Mississippi State and Jeff Lebby and his crew. It's going to be and they know you come into Hattiesburg, it's going to be a fight no matter what. You know, but I think it's going to obviously boil down to the offense and defensive line. And whoever has the most success up front will probably come out as the winner.
A lot of people would tend to believe that Mississippi State has a big advantage in that area because of the league they play in, or do you think that's right?
I don't know if it's the league as much as it's going to come down to personnel. I mean, you know, with the transfer portal now, you can bring guys in from all over the country in different places, so you never really know what anybody's got until you get into, what, game two or three?
Am I overplaying the fact, Coach Fedora, that Charles Huff and company have a proven, known commodity in a winning quarterback that knows what it's like and what it takes to win a championship?
There's no doubt about that, and that's huge. I mean, that's huge. There's not going to be anything that comes up in that game that's going to bother that kid tomorrow, I promise you. He's going to be fine. You know, now he's got to make sure and raise the level of all the guys around him. That's going to be the key.
And lots of times you hear people in talking about this game saying really neither team has an identity. Both of them have kind of lost their way in the wins and loss columns. But I would argue that Southern Miss, with some of the guys that they brought in from Marshall, those guys have experienced what it takes.
I believe, what, it's 21 guys that came in? I mean, there's 21 guys that know how to win a championship, you know. And usually when you have a really good football team, it's not usually a core of 21 guys. So if all those 21 guys are players for him, then you got a chance to be pretty good.
Coach, what do you think Huff is going to tell his guys tomorrow when they take the field? What would you tell your guys?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know what kind of camp they've had, how tough it's been, you know, injuries. I don't know any of those things. But, I mean, he's going to tell them that, hey, you guys are prepared. You've worked your butts off to get to where we are. Let's go out and have some fun tomorrow. And plus play.
How big is it, you know, for them to come here? I think adds just a whole another unique element to this football game, especially. And I think that advantage flows towards Southern Miss's way. I think we'd have a different outlook on this game, of course, if it was in Starkville. But the rarity of them coming here, it's Huff's first game. It's a whole new roster. You know, like you said a minute ago, you think on their side, they're kind of like, I don't know what to expect.
They don't know. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, nobody knows. We don't know, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out tomorrow. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's really cool they're playing a game here. I don't know the last time. When was the last time that State came to
2015.
Dak Prescott was a senior.
Okay. All right. So doesn't happen very often. So this is pretty cool.
I think most fans, Coach Fedora, tend to drink the Kool-Aid of whatever team they're cheering for that year. What's realistic for Southern Miss fans to expect from a first-year coach with a essentially new roster, even though he has some experienced players?
Well, you know, and that's I think we're still trying to figure that out in college football right now. I mean, because if you listen or you pay attention to all the college football, I mean, there's so many teams out there that nobody really knows what they're going to do because they've got 20 transfers or 30 transfers or 40 transfers. Nobody knows what anybody's identity is. And you got all these new quarterbacks in a lot of places. I mean, so what's realistic? I mean, you could be in a bowl game at the end of the season. I think that's realistic.
And you're on record as not a big fan of all this NIL and transfer portals. I mean, it is what it is. It's the same for everybody. But all in all, you're not a big fan.
Yeah, I don't mind. The NIL doesn't bother me as much. It's the transfer portal.
Yeah.
You know, being able to, you know, have free agency two times during the season and just to be able to, have guys, you know, they're unhappy about something and so they just leave. And I don't think that's good for college football. I don't think it's good for them. You know, not having to stay and fight through some adversity is, I think, something that's going to be a negative thing in their lives going forward.
And final question that I have for you, Coach, is you've been out of it a little while now, but how do you react now to opening day of college football? Do you wish even the slightest bit that you were back in and get the adrenaline flowing for opening day?
You know what? I'm excited like everybody is about opening day. I mean, you got some great games going on this weekend. I mean, it's going to be I'm fired up about it. I really am.
But you're enjoying just being a fan.
I am excited that I don't have to worry about who wins or loses a single game, you know, and I don't have to worry about moving my family.
Yeah. Going back to the transfer portal, I think that's where a lot of people kind of misunderstand, you know, why a lot of coaches, you know, Nick Saban left. The NIL is one thing because I think everybody agrees the players deserve to get compensated some, you know, millions of dollars to watch the sport. But the way that, let's just say hypothetically, it didn't happen, but Braylon Braxton for Southern Miss, the quarterback, has a great year, you know, Alabama, LSU, they're going to be coming after him. It sets a disadvantage to the smaller schools more than the bigger schools.
Yeah, you've just widened the gap between the haves and the have-nots. That's all you've done. I mean, revenue sharing was supposed to be the thing that equalizes everything. Well, you got some schools that can't give away $20 million to their athletes. But, you know, all the big schools, they're going to do it. They're going to do it, no doubt, and there's going to be NIL on top of it. So the money's still going to be flowing. But, again, I don't think the money's the problem. It's being able to transfer and go to multiple schools. When you've got guys out there right now that have played at four different schools in their 4 years of college, I just don't see the purpose in that. I don't see how that can possibly be good for college football or for the individual.
Because, as you know, Coach, when you watch college football now, and they're identifying players, it's almost every play. Played at Michigan last year,
exactly.
Here today. And I realize the cat's out of the bag, but it kind of takes away some of the romance a little bit about how kids come and they love their university and they want it, you know, they're part of that. I think those days are gone.
Well, they're definitely gone. I mean, think about this. I mean, most every team in the country right now, the fans don't know their team. I mean, they know a few, but they don't really know them. I mean, they're not going to know them until they get about halfway through the season. They're going to figure out oh, man, this guy can play. We love him. And then he's gone the next year.
And I think that's part of the magic of Southern Miss baseball, is that they really have not had hardly any roster turnover. We're in basketball, football, the other major sports. It's that way in every other sport, it seems.
Obviously, the more success you have, the better off you're going to be. You know, Southern Miss baseball has been great for a long time.
Now, I've asked you this before. You've had a lot of success. You've been a winner everywhere you've coached. You've coached at the highest level. What if I'm an athletic director, what have I got to do to get Larry Fedora to come coach my program?
There's not a thing you're going to be able to do, I can assure you. You know, so don't even try.
Don't even try.
No, I'm enjoying retirement. I've spent a lot of time with my wife. I'm getting to do things like this. I'm getting to come back to Hattiesburg during a football season. watch a game. You know, we'll see other games across the country, all over the places, especially where there's teams that have coaches that have coached with me. And so, you know, we're just enjoying life. We really are. And so not having to worry about third and long is a magical feeling.
And getting to hit the golf ball straight every single time.
Every
That's important,
single
right?
time
it goes straight
ball,
where
goes
you
straight.
Want it to go.
Exactly.
And then it putts perfectly.
I'm thinking about changing the professions now.
Yeah. Hey, as long as you got a right shoe, it's going to be in the middle of the fairway.
There you
right?
go. Exactly.
Right? It has to be flattering, though, doesn't it, Coach Fedora, to have people say, man, we got to get Fedora. Somebody call Fedora. See what it would take.
You know what? It just means that, you know, that people respect the job you've done when you were doing it. And so I appreciate that, you know. And, hey, I had 38 years in the profession and loved every bit of it, and it was good to me and my family, and now it's time for somebody else to do it.
Hey, Coach, before we run out of time, the fact that you're here I think is really cool, and you've expressed to us before you came here for a job, but you kind of fell in love with this place, didn't
no
you?
No doubt. Not only the place, the people. I mean, we have, my wife and I both have such great friends here that we come back at least once or twice a year. And so we have great people here in Hattiesburg that we love and cherish the friendships we've made.
Well, we love having you on the Eagle Hour. You're a regular guest these days. It's just great to see you in person, and thank you so much for coming.
You bet. You guys take care.
Coach Larry Fedora, everybody, here at Buffalo Wild Wings, special two-hour edition of the Eagle Hour. Next, the Southern Miss cheerleaders are in the house, I think, and they're going to join us. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Two-hour edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air today from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Not at Southern Bancorp, our normal studio, but we certainly want to thank those great guys for their huge support of our program and Southern Miss Athletics. We hope you'll do your banking at Southern Bancorp. They're located in Midtown. Also, real quickly, want to thank Forest Healthcare for their sponsorship of the program. They remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you should remember the most important player is you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. All right, you know football season's here because we have the Southern Miss cheerleaders here with us. And let's start with their coach, Ashton. And coach, everybody focuses on all the football teams, ready. But these young ladies and men have been practicing and getting ready themselves, haven't they?
Absolutely. They've worked all summer long since tryouts back in May, and we're pretty prepared. We're ready.
How much of this do they do all year? How much of this is year-round work?
It definitely is year-round. We have to strategically find times actually to give them breaks and let them go home. And it's kind of a map. It's a puzzle on the days that we can, you know, find those off times and recover their bodies, because they do go through a lot the whole year.
All right. Who is this cheerleader?
Gianna.
All right, Gianna, where are you from?
I'm from Ocean Springs.
Ocean Springs. You're a what, a junior, sophomore?
I'm a fifth year. I'm a graduate student.
You're a graduate student.
I
well,
am.
Good for you. So are you ready to watch the Eagles curb stomp Mississippi State tomorrow?
Oh, I'm so ready. I'm confident in the football team. I'm confident in the cheerleaders, dancers, the band, everybody. I think that it's going to be the best game. This is the most packed game that I've personally ever cheered at, so I'm really excited to see the stadium filled and everybody be excited to actually watch the Golden Eagles play.
That was going to be my first question was, this is, you know, probably the biggest Southern Miss home game that probably any of y'all have cheered at.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So how does that kind of go into preparing for that game?
For us, it's not more pressure, but I think it has an excitement for everybody because everybody knows that this is a sold-out game. So it makes us want to actually go to practice and encourages us to do our best every single day because we want to look our best in front of all these people. And I think it just really makes everybody more excited to come and put the work in to prepare for it.
All right, let's use you as an example. When did you start cheering, and how long has this been a part of your life?
It's since I can remember. I was probably about 3 or 4 years old when I started tumbling and doing gymnastics, and then I moved into cheerleading my fifth and sixth grade year, and then did middle school, high school, and here I am now in college.
All right, we've got a young man here with you. Identify yourself for us, son.
My name's Carter Kilpatrick.
So where are you from, Carter?
Laurel, Mississippi.
Laurel, okay. What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
A senior, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're kind of like, you guys are kind of like the foundation, right? And I'm always kind of amazed at how easy you make it look to pick one of these young ladies up and hold them up in the air. That
yes,
can't
sir.
Be as easy as it looks, right?
Definitely not as easy as it looks.
Well, how do you prepare yourself for that and train for that?
We have workouts 3 days a week in season and 4 days a week in the summer. So there's definitely a lot of working out. Our nutrition plays a big role in that. Like, we got to be healthy and strong. But it's not just us. Like, the girls jump and flick, and they help us out a lot. So it's a little more than 50-50, but the guys definitely have to have some muscle to make it work.
All right, dear, pull that microphone up closer to your mouth and identify yourself.
I'm Caitlin Freeman.
Where are you from, Caitlin?
I'm from Madison, Mississippi.
All right, now, you look young to me. What grade are you in?
I'm actually a senior.
Oh, okay. You just got to get that youthful look about, huh?
Oh, I guess.
Okay. So when a guy like this one over here has got you up in the air, right, if he messes up, you're coming down, right? How long does it take to get used to that? I mean, it seems like to me that'd be a little nerve-wracking.
Really, we just have to trust our guys and our bases, whether we're doing co-ed or all-girl. Probably trust is the most important thing in stunning.
Mm-hmm. Has so anyone ever dropped you?
I have been dropped occasionally, but I trust this team with everything in me. So. Okay.
Now, have you ever dropped one of these girls?
Yes, sir.
You have? Do you immediately apologize to them?
For the rest of the day. Yeah, it feels terrible.
Now, what about you? Who are you?
I'm Olivia Breland.
Where are you from, Olivia?
I'm from Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
I love the name Olivia. That's
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Name. Junior, senior?
I'm a junior.
Okay, all y'all guys are kind of older, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, so this is an experienced cheerleading team.
Oh, yes. So, I mean, I'm a junior. I've been cheering for teens of years. Like, I don't even know. Maybe like 14 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, since I was in like preschool, really.
Yeah. I thought it interesting that your teammate said she did gymnastics as well. I actually have not that this matters, but I have a 10-year-old granddaughter out in St. Augustine, Florida. And she's kind of following it. She's in gymnastics, she's doing cheerleading, you know, learning to do that. They're kind of hand in hand in a sense, right?
Yes, they are, especially in tumbling and things. Like, we have a few of us who have came from gymnastics, and they have like the best tumbling on the team. So yeah, I did not come from gymnastics. I wish I did, but I didn't. So
now, what are your thoughts about tomorrow? Because ladies, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow would be exciting anyway because we've got a new coach and a new team, and I really think we're going to have a good football team again now. But there's a little extra juice in the air because Mississippi State's coming. What are you thinking?
I think we've been very prepared for this day. Like, we've been preparing all year. I don't think we could be more prepared. Like, the energy around Hattiesburg is super high, like, everywhere. So we're ready. I don't think, if anything goes wrong, I think it was just meant to happen. But yeah. I think we're very prepared. So.
You can kind of feel it in the air, can't you, ladies?
Yes.
It's a little different
definitely.
Than normal, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, here's another teammate.
Hello.
Let's hear from you. Who are you?
I'm Madison Small.
And Madison, where are you from?
I'm from Winona, Mississippi.
Winona, Mississippi. Oh, I'm familiar with that. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Greenville, so
yeah.
you kind of
mm-hmm.
know the area, don't
yeah.
you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
What's going to happen when y'all graduate? Are there going to be any cheerleaders?
Oh, don't worry. We have plenty of freshmen.
Yes,
oh,
we do.
Mm-hmm. I want you to explain something to me, and I've always kind of wondered about this. Mm-hmm. I see you guys down in the south end zone, right, on both sides of the field. The north end zone, sometimes you see another group of girls and guys up there. Are those cheerleaders in training? I mean, what are those?
No, sir. Those are our Southern Misses.
Yes.
Okay. So those are not cheerleaders.
No, it's a dance team.
I got you. Mm. So is every cheerleader that's an active cheerleader involved in every game?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So how many total are there?
We have almost 50.
50?
Oh, we have almost 50.
Almost 50. 48.
48, yes.
Okay. Here's another dumb question. What are in those back sacks? You're always carrying back sacks, right?
The backpacks?
Backpacks.
Everything you could possibly have.
We have, like, pom-poms, braces, ankle braces. We have tape, water, snacks.
Makeup.
Extra makeup.
Hairspray.
Extra tattoos.
Makeup.
Yes, liquid
hair stuff. Gotta look good, right?
Yes.
So that's your supplies in the back to look good. All right, your thoughts about cheering at a Mississippi State Southern Miss football game?
I'm honestly so excited. I came from Hines Community College, so, you know, we cheered every football game, but, like, it wasn't really, like, high energy or anything like that. The energy coming up into this game has been absolutely out of this world. Like, yeah. I haven't seen any hype like this ever in my cheer career. So I'm honestly so excited. I think it's going to be very big and very, very eventful.
Well, Winona, you live really close to the dark side. How did you manage to escape and come to the Premier University?
So my cousin, she used to cheer here, and she kind of just put my name. She gave my name to Ashton, and I started talking to Ashton, came to a few clinics, and I got an offer. And I was so excited. I was, like, crying on my way to Southern Miss. I was like, oh, my God, Mom, I got an offer. Like, I can't believe it. But, yeah. That's,
good for you. Good for you. Do y'all get scholarship money for cheering?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell all of you something you need to prepare yourself for.
Okay.
You can see I'm an old guy. I'm a Southern Miss graduate. Yeah. Southern Miss will never leave you. It will always be in your blood. You will be a Golden Eagle until you're my age. And it's a very unique university because it's big enough that it's exciting, but it's small enough that you can really feel like you're part of a family your whole life. And to me, it would be much better than going to a school where there are 100,000 people at a football game because you're one of 100,000 people. But here, Southern Miss is a family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do y'all sense that?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes, for
yeah.
sure.
And I'll tell you this. You guys and the band are a massive part of college football. Going to a game here wouldn't be almost worth going to if you guys weren't here and the band wasn't here. That's what brings the atmosphere, and that's what makes it so special. So thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
And we're all going to cheer together tomorrow as we put the Bulldogs
absolutely.
In there.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right?
I can't wait.
Definitely.
All right. Super Talk
thank
Eagle
you so
Hour.
Much.
My pleasure. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues from Buffalo Wild Wings in Hattiesburg. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. Two-hour edition of the program today from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Hattiesburg. And you can just feel the excitement in the air the day before the opening of football season with the Mississippi State Bulldogs coming to town. Dima, it just really doesn't get much better.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, I'm just seeing all these people coming in with Southern Miss apparel. It just gets you excited that football's back. And, you know, obviously high school games tonight. Kind of a recipe, not a recipe, an appetizer for tomorrow's blockbuster. Again, I wrote about it at PineBeltNews.com, probably the biggest home opener in Southern Miss football modern history for sure. I think this one is even bigger than 2015's.
Well, it's almost here. We've got two great guests with us. We've got former offensive lineman Tim Hallman with us and a personal friend and a contributor to the Eagle Hour, Dr. Patrick Bearderman. Local dentist here who is an expert at picking games, and that's why we have him here. So if you're betting this weekend, wait till you hear Dr. Bitterman and then place your bets. That sound fair, Doctor?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Tim, welcome, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I told Larry Fedora when my wife and I moved back here 16 years ago, you're the first person I contacted, and you found us a place to live, and I have never forgotten about that.
Thank you very much. We enjoyed meeting you and developed a great friendship from then on.
All right. You said something I thought was so cool. You heard the Huff interview, and you heard the day that he was talking about offensive linemen and not making them run and really loving them. And you said it almost put a little bit of tear in your eye. You were an offensive lineman for Big Nasty.
Correct.
You blocked for a pretty good quarterback in Brett Favre. So what did you think when you heard Coach say that?
Like I said, I almost teared up a little bit. He's talking about not having linemen go from drill to drill and not having to run too far, basically. Our idea of going from drill to drill was we'd be practicing down on the 4th Street side of the practice field. We would go in, have to run over to the stadium, do a couple of drills, and then come back. So that was a long way back then.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed hearing him and his love for the offensive linemen.
He talked a lot about, too, and I guess you heard that about the offensive linemen have to be intelligent because they have to know what's going on in front of them. It's far more complex than a general fan might think to be an offensive tackle or an offensive guard or a center, right?
Well, I've tried to tell people that they are the most intelligent group on the field. Now, nobody has yet to agree with me on that, but yeah, especially in today's schemes, I'm sure it's a lot more to it than it was back then, because we were just head on. We're going to run the ball. We're going to run it up the middle. We're going to run it. Not too hard to do, but in this day and age, it has the scheme of things has changed quite a bit.
I would argue it's probably one of the hardest positions on the field to play. I mean, can you imagine just standing there down after down after down after down with multiple rotations of defensive linemen just coming and pounding every single play? You know, quarterback gets hit every 6 plays. You know, this offensive lineman just every single play just doom, you know. So it's got to be one of the hardest places to play.
Back then, we didn't throw the ball, but
yeah,
not even 10 times a game probably. We're going to run over them. Our game plan is to run over them, and we're like, when are we going to try to do something other than run over them? But,
right.
You know, between the tackles quite a bit.
All right, before we get to our picks, another thing about Coach Huff, and we learned this right out of the gate, lots of discipline has been brought back. Pretty undisciplined team the last few years, with all due respect. That's changed, I can tell you. You played for Jim Carmody. There was no question who was the boss, and he believed in discipline, didn't he?
There's no doubt about that. Coach Carmody had that look, and he would keep you on your toes at all times. But he was straight discipline, and it's nice to see that back. I've talked to some of the Marshall transfers. They said he's old school, he's tough as nails, but we love it. We love playing for him.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me back with the guys that played for Curly and Larry. You know, they were hard-nosed guys, but they really enjoyed playing for him.
Right. All right. Dima does our picks, and again, Dr. Bitterman's here because he's a profound expert on this.
Yes. So last year, I just want to remind everyone that I did win our picks last year. So would like to remind everybody of that. What we normally do is keep score between me, Bob, and Kelly. We're going to start keeping score next week because I think this week is a little unique. But we're still going to pick the game. So we normally pick a few Sun Belt games and a few national games and then obviously the Southern Miss game.
And remember, wait until you hear the doctor before you pick.
Yes, correct. Right. We'll start with him with Georgia, with Georgia Southern at Fresno State. Fresno State is a 1.5, or Georgia Southern is a 1.5-point favorite. The over-under is 51.5.
At Fresno State, that's a long way to go.
It is.
Georgia Southern, so I think I'll take Fresno at home.
Okay, Fresno at home.
I'm going to go with the doctor.
With the
Fresno
doctor.
At home.
You know what? I'm high on Georgia Southern this year. I think they're going to be they're going to compete for the East and the Sun Belt, I think. So.
And there's one guy sitting at the table that actually played Division I college football, so let's hear what he says.
This doesn't mean anything, but I'm going to go with Georgia Southern.
There we go. So we're split down the middle. Coastal Carolina at Virginia. Virginia, 11.5-point favorite, over under 57.5. Let's start with.
This is not baseball.
Okay. Otherwise, that'd be a good game, wouldn't it?
I think I'm going with the Cavaliers at home.
Okay.
Coastal's got a new quarterback for the first time in 7 years, it feels like. So
yeah,
let's go Cavaliers here.
Okay.
Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah, I'm going to take Virginia at home as well. I think it's a night game, so give them the little nod there. Last Sun Belt game is Eastern Michigan at Texas State. 13.5-point favorite for the Bobcats. Over-under is 58.5.
I'm going to go with Texas State.
Texas State.
I'll go the future Conference USA, Texas State.
There we go.
Or Pac-12.
Pac-12. Yes. That's right.
Yeah, I think Texas State pretty good, pretty solid football team, and probably win that.
Yeah, I think they'll handle business as well. Texas State all around the horn. All right, we'll go to the national games now. Number 9, LSU, taking the road at Clemson. Number 4, Clemson, their 4-point favorite. The over-under is 57.5.
Go Tigers.
Well, they're both Tigers.
Yeah, LSU Tigers.
LSU Tigers. All right, on the road.
You can't say Death Valley. You can't say Tigers. I guess I'm going Clemson.
Okay.
I think I'll go Clemson as well.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Clemson. They're my national title pick this year, so I think they're going to start.
I'm the only one going with their LSU Tigers.
They don't win their opening game, Bob. They lose like every time, year. I think they're 0-4 under Brian Kelly.
One of my dearest friends that I'll be sitting with tomorrow is an LSU guy, so I have to go with the Tigers.
Okay. Well, let's go to the game of the week, number 1, Texas at number 3, Ohio State. The Ohio State's a 1-point favorite. It's a 1-point spread. The over-under is 47.5.
Got to go. Ohio State's a home team, correct?
Yep.
I got to go with the home team on that.
Big upset, Texas.
So the Buckeyes are at home.
They're at home. It's in Columbus.
Yeah, I think they win that. I don't think you go in there and win many football games.
Corso's going to put on the Buckeye headgear,
yeah.
I believe.
I wonder how much is the payroll between those two teams.
it's a lot, 20 million.
It would be the equivalent of an NFC East matchup, right?
It's the two highest paid rosters this year, I think. So, you know, I'm going to take Texas on the road at Ohio Stadium, so by a field goal. I got a 20-17. All right, game of the week, Mississippi State at Southern Miss. We've heard Bob's pick multiple times.
And give us a score on this.
Yeah, well, let's get a score. So Southern Miss is a 13.5-point underdog. The over-under is 61.5, which if I'm a betting man, I'm slamming the under. But let's start with you. So let's get a score, Southern Miss at home against the Bulldogs tomorrow.
First game, you just never know. I don't think either team knows what they have. I'm going to say Southern Miss 26-20.
My man.
Over the Bulldogs. All right, one for the Southern Miss.
I agree with that. I think we're going to see a lot of sputtering on offense on both sides. I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. Mm-hmm. 24-21 to the Eagles.
Go ahead. You let us hear yours.
You know what? I think you slammed the under on this game. You know, the one thing that worries me is just when you get into the third and fourth quarter against an SEC depth, can Southern Miss's offensive line hold up? And I haven't seen anything yet to say yes to that. Could change tomorrow, and we could have a whole other aspect of it. But I think Mississippi State, their ground game takes over late. They pull away 24-17 over Southern Miss.
Did y'all hear that? Did you hear
that,
Doctor?
True fan. He's just not a true fan. It's okay.
Hell yeah. I've made my prediction.
We've heard it. Let's hear it again.
28-21 Southern Miss. When I left, two things have happened to me in the last 2 weeks. I had the time with the new coach, and then yesterday you were with me. We met Braylon Braxton.
Mm-hmm. And Chris Jones.
And Chris Jones. If you, if you weren't impressed with those two men, then you don't have a working brain.
Yeah.
And I just have a lot of confidence in what I've seen over the last 2 weeks, and I think Southern Miss wins the game tomorrow against Mississippi State. And, Tim, what would that mean to Hattiesburg and the program to start out beating them?
I think it'd be great, and I think it's good for the players that are in state. They know a lot of the players. They played against a lot of them. I really feel for those guys, and it would really mean more to those guys. But it would be great for the program, especially after the last few years we've had.
Thank you for coming on, my friend. I was
thank
really
you.
Happy to hear that you could come.
Appreciate
and doctor,
it.
Thank you. I hope
thank
the
you,
next
Bob.
Time I see you, it's back on the show and not because I need a root canal.
I would be glad of that.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Super Talk Eagle Hour continues from Buffalo Wild Wings. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road at Buffalo Wild Wings. You know, Kelly, we do a lot of remotes, and some are kind of routine, and some are just extra fun, and that's what I would say this one is.
Look, as much as I enjoy being on the show with everybody that's here getting ready for the big game tomorrow, and including some of our guests, it's great just to be able to rub elbows and reminisce about stories from the 80s, 90s, and today. And Buffalo Wild Wings, it's much more than just a place to eat. It's a place to get together and share some of those great stories. And there's no way you can get bored here, because every night of the week there's something going on at,
right,
at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We've got the general manager of this great institution, Gabby, with us. Do you know this guy?
Oh, yeah. We go way back.
Did you let him in your place of business?
I have been doing it for 10 years, yeah.
Only on Tuesday nights.
Only on Tuesday nights, yeah. It used to be like Wednesdays and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but.
I can thank Gabby. Thank you for letting us be here,
yeah,
first
of
all.
Of course. Thank you.
I can think of no better place on a weekend like we're fixing to see, with Mississippi State and Southern Miss playing at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we're excited.
To come to after the game and have some chicken wings and maybe a cold beer. Can you suggest a place they might go to do that?
I would definitely suggest you come here. This is the place to be in Hattiesburg, I feel like. We provide a fun environment. I mean, that's what we're about here. That's what I push. I want people to want to come here. I want it to feel like a family, like you're at home, like with your buddies just watching the games. And I want it to feel like a Cheers environment, like everybody knows everybody. And that's just what my passion is for this business. And just, I feel like we're probably the top place to come for when it comes to sporting events. And
well, I think, Kelly, you jump in here and tell me your opinion. I think Buffalo Wild Wings is synonymous with sports bars. I think, yeah, when you think of that environment.
I mean, our slogan is Wings, Beer, Sports. So,
yeah,
I
think the first place you think of is Buffalo Wild Wings.
And they are going to have the Southern Miss game and the Mississippi State game on all of these screens.
Oh, yeah. Right?
So if for some reason you can't get to the game or whatever that excuse might be, legitimate, certainly, then this is a place that you can certainly watch that game.
We'll do everything we can do to find any game you want, and normally we can. So.
And it's not just college football, Bob. I know that a lot of people in Hattiesburg, including our guys at Club One, we do our fantasy football, NFL fantasy football draft here. We're doing ours on Labor Day,
which
guys will be open on Monday, Gabby. So will you guys open early tomorrow? Because the game starts at 11. Don't you guys normally open at 11?
We more than likely open the doors around 10:45, probably 10:30, honestly. I'll probably post it on Facebook just to get people in because, I mean, I'm sure if they're lined up, obviously I'm going to open the door for them. I'm not going to make them wait out there.
Sure.
Get them in and
I'm going to tell you something about Buffalo Wild Wings here, too. Several times through the years when the Redskins existed, the Washington Redskins, and you couldn't get the game on TV, I'd come down here and I would ask if someone could put that game on a TV for me, and they did it. And I'd see Raider fans and Saints fans, and they're all watching their team. And I just thought it was such a cool environment. Are y'all still doing that?
Oh, yeah. We set up, like, on NFL Sundays and college football Saturdays, we have a specific way we set up all the TVs. So, like, the big screens we usually set up that they don't get touched. They just play the biggest games of the day. Every other thing, like that screen over there, we can play eight screens. We can play two different big screens. We can do all separate, one in the middle, how it is right now. And we just have it set up and monitored throughout the day, and then if somebody comes in and is like, hey, can we put this game on this TV, we can obviously.
How many
do
TVs
it.
Are in here?
There's about 65 to 75, if I might be off a little bit on that, but yeah.
And they went the extra distance to make sure that you got to see the Redskins game. They had to bring out a little 4-inch iPad for you to watch your game, Bob, because nobody else was really interested.
No, you're exactly right. And they threw me out, though, because so many times I cried on the table to a point that I ruined the tablecloth.
I'm a Bills fan. You know, I've shed my fair share of tears.
So you've had a few tears in your life. He's a
Bengals
fan. He don't know anything but crying.
Well, the Bills don't either.
Yeah.
They've been there a few times and have come up
short. Our year. Every year.
And it might be.
Every year it is.
Bills Mafia.
Until it's not. Oh, yeah. The best.
Man, I got to tell you something. A couple of years ago, my wife and I were coming back from a cruise, and we were in Miami, and we had a long layover. And it was a Sunday. And I don't know why there were so many Buffalo Bill fans there in the airport, but they gathered up in this airport bar, and you talk about loud and raunchy. The Bills Mafia brought the juice to watching the Bills.
Well, it's crazy. Wherever you go, like, I went to my very first Bills game, which is crazy because I'm from Buffalo originally. But my very first Bills game was in New Orleans a couple of years ago, and I ran into people from home, from Buffalo, that I hadn't seen in 20 years, childhood friends just walking down Decatur. So they travel, and it's like...
They really
travel. There was more people from... I felt like I was in Buffalo in New Orleans.
I know what you mean.
And speaking of the NFL, Gabby, of course, even though this... Are we going to commercial break?
We're going to break.
Shoot, I wanted to ask her about Saints.
We're going to break her back.
Yeah.
Come back at 2:50?
Yeah, I'll be back.
All right, Gabby at Buffalo Wild Wings, second half of the Eagle Hour continues. Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We'll bring her back next hour. Coming up, Marchant Kenny on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back to Buffalo Wild Wings, 2-hour edition. Second hour now underway. This is so much fun. I'd do it for free, so I think we're going to dock Kelly's pay.
Well, you know, I want to say something about Kelly real quickly. I was driving here today for lunch. Now, I was thinking in my head, man, what are all the things that Kelly could order that would just make me laugh? And I was thinking, like, maybe 20 boneless wings, something like that. Mm-hmm. This man orders the biggest plate of nachos I think I've ever seen in my life.
Family size. Supply, yeah.
He cleans the plate. He's licking his fingers, and he's going, Dima, can I have some of your wings?
It was on the appetizer list.
It wasn't that, I know. It was a 20-size chair.
That's what you start with, is the appetizers. And all I had was an appetizer, and I'm getting abused.
I think
for
you
it.
Have some on your face there. Yeah. You want to wipe it off. Thank you.
Hey, real quickly, don't forget about Eagle Tire West. That's a brand new business located out next to Smith Motor Company. Former baseball player Matt Warren and his family with Eagle Tire West. They've been family operated since 1985. They sell Goodyear and other quality products, full auto service as well. If you're a Southern Miss supporter like my man here, Marshant Kenny,
big support,
and you need tires, then Eagle Tire West is your place to go. And speaking of Marshant Kenny, he joins us now on the Eagle Eye. Marshant, I got to tell you this. Hadn't seen you to tell you this. You posted on Facebook yesterday a highlight reel of the Nasty Bunch. And I got to tell you, my man, I watched it twice with tears in my eyes. It brought back so many good memories of how you guys, you didn't used to tackle people. You guys assaulted people. And it was so much fun to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, John Thompson, defensive coordinator, taught us to tackle with purpose. You bring the man to the ground and tackle him through. And in that highlight video, one of the linebackers from Southern Miss, the current linebacker, asked me, hey, can you put together some old school Nasty Bunch clips and send it to us to show the team? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So I put that together, and I'm like, you know, why don't I put this on social media, hype some people up about the past. And but you know, back then guys tackled with purpose. I had Rod Davis on it. I had TJ Slaughter. Can you imagine being a quarterback dropping back the pass? TJ Slaughter comes unblocked on a free blitz and hits you in the chest. You couldn't pay me enough money for that. Put that on it. You know, just so many highlights, and it got me fired up. I've watched it about 27 times, and I had to put myself in one, you know, where
of course.
I sent that pit running back to middle earth. You know, right. So.
Well, let me tell you something we were told yesterday. You're going to like this. This was from a Southern Miss defensive player, and he told us that the new coach told them he don't want to hear the words Nasty Bunch. They haven't earned that. They have to earn that moniker.
It's true. You know, I'm still tied up with the past of 55-3 on a Tuesday night at South Owl. There's nothing Nasty a bunch about that. It's opposite. In the last several years, you know, that's just been a title, nothing earned. And I heard they're out to earn it again this year. And it means a lot to guys like you and me and Dima, you know, but the Nasty Bunch, man. You know, people came to see defense at the Rock.
Absolutely.
Offense was just, okay, we scored, yay. Let's 100%. Watch what the defense does. And it's awesome, a guy like Chris Jones, a linebacker. You talk about old school vibes with a neck. You know, yeah. Shirt collars hate that guy.
Yeah. And here's how good you guys were. I can remember coming to games. We'd win the game. We never lost down here. We'd be driving back to Greenville and going, what the hell is wrong with the defense? My God, they gave up 10 points. What is wrong with them?
But my favorite story of my time, and I don't get caught up in our time too much, but it was a fun time, was our senior year. We were playing Houston at the Rock, and, you know, we beat them 33-0, and obviously the hit, Patrick Surtain sends a Houston wide receiver to a dentist. But what hit me with that game, man, we were so good back then, Houston didn't cross the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
We had some defense back there, baby. So bring the Nasty Bunch back. That's why I made the highlight video. Guys like Bob get fired up about that kind of stuff.
Well, speaking of being fired up, we all know, if you know Marshant Kenny, how bashful you are.
He was fired up with those nachos.
Yeah. Well, no, the nachos are gone.
Yeah, we know.
Jealous that you can't have any.
They're coming out later. I can guarantee you that.
But in some form or fashion.
I know.
But at any rate. He's especially fired up today, Marshant, about this particular situation. I don't know if it's Mississippi State. You're always keyed up, but especially keyed up today. What do you know about this Southern Miss team that maybe we don't know, or what are you feeling? Because you're cranked up.
Well, I'm going to quote my wife, Angela Kenny. You hit me something with a ton of bricks upside my head. Braylon Braxton could have gone to a lot of places. He's got all the tools. He followed Coach Huff to Southern Miss. He's a senior. Do you think he's going to spend his senior year just, well, I'll go there? No, it's his last year. He knows how to win. Coach Huff is a Saban guy. You know, they know how to win. He's brought it here about the process. Braylon didn't come here to just throw the ball at the Rock. He came here to win. That's all I got to say. My wife, Angela, of course, being the voice, making me really understand why I'm so fired up, man.
You know, something that I think is we haven't mentioned a lot on this show, but when you think of the wide receiver talent that Southern Miss has brought in from Marshall, Elijah Metcalf, a couple of other players, then they brought in Micah Davis, Braylon Brown from Marshall as well. That's something that Southern Miss has not had the past couple of years. And with already having – I know you were a defensive guy, but – how important is it for wide receivers to already have chemistry with the quarterback?
You know what I'm impressed about Dima, too? He's the next up-and-coming big thing in the media here. He just name drops, man, just like that. I can't really do the roster like that. Great stuff right there. But, yeah, this wide receiver core, they're super talented. And what I love about it, and not to just focus on the wide receivers, Blake Anderson's back.
Right.
You know? And we got it wrong in 2011 with the hire. I hate to say his name. We got it wrong. We didn't hire Blake Anderson. He's back with that talented wide receiver to prove a point. And not, you know, I hate to put words in his mouth, a chip on his shoulder that you made the wrong hire back then. And he knows how to use that talent. He did it at Utah State and put up some big points because we had fun at the Rock on offense with offensive stuff. Him and Fedora, you know, and Austin Davis and those guys were throwing it around. So then I'll get the ball to those guys, which is so key to me because I want to make sure I don't get out of here without talking about Blake Anderson in that wide receiver core, putting him in the right spots.
Yeah. Like never before, though, Marchand, it seems to me this season, the Eagles, top to bottom, administration, coaches, players, they've got to get this right. Yeah. This year.
I wish you could see how Kelly just looked at me with purpose and passion, because this year it has to happen. It absolutely has to. We're sick and tired of losing. You heard me. You had full me last year on one show. You wanted me to go all out. I was sick and tired of everything. I was.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Perfect way to put it, Kelly. And I want guys like Dima to have a program to be proud about for the future, and it starts tomorrow. Coach Huff, we don't get it right with Coach Huff, it's just not going to happen. So show up to the Rock, get your tickets, watch it in person. It's a different product. I promise you we're going to start winning.
But I think even if they lose, let's just say they lose.
That's a big if, Dima.
But if they lose.
Big if.
And if they lose in a competitive game, I think everybody will be just as okay, not with the loss, but being at least competitive. They're not getting just blown off the field every single game like they were the past few seasons.
It was frustrating the past few seasons, too. It got to the point where Kentucky was just another paycheck game, you know, kind of the vibe of like, man, I'm a Bauer guy. You go to every game, you go there to win. And one thing, too, you do hit on a point. Just say we somehow magically lose the game. I was at the 2015 game to kick off the Rock with Monk, and it felt like we turning things around. They had a great quarterback, Dak Prescott, who kind of took over late.
But you had a sense things were changing.
Nobody left that game feeling bad.
Right.
Nobody. It was a good Mississippi State game. Just say that happens. I do feel win or lose, we're winning. But win or lose, people are going to come out of there feeling pretty good about the rest of the season. Great point there, Dean.
I think so,
great
too.
Point.
And that's a great analogy.
Yeah, great one.
Lost that game that night, but I remember leaving the stadium saying, things are changing.
Yep.
This is a different, and I remember the Mississippi State coach after the game saying, this is not the same team we played last year.
Oh, no, and finished 9-5 that year, went to a bowl game, played a big name
Washington
team. And
I get that sense now.
Absolutely so. So are you saying we're going to go undefeated and play the national championship, Bob?
I kind of got that.
Because that's what I'm feeling.
I'm feeling that kind. I want you to know,
that's what I'm feeling.
You're going to be kind of ashamed when you hear this. I'm the only guy on the Eagle Hour that has predicted us to win the game.
Well, you know what? You got a second guy here. And I'll take Kelly's place because I know y'all want that probably.
Done.
So you have more positivity on
this
show.
Thank God I have a contract.
I know y'all want him out of here. I've been wanting him out of here for years.
Thank God I got
Dima,
a contract.
Thank you. Can you fill his spot now?
Jeez. I'm a graduate of the Ellis Johnson School of Contract Negotiations.
Did you just name drop him?
All
in the
jokes
show?
Aside, I love Kelly. I love Kelly.
No matter how bad I am,
I love
getting
me
paid.
Some Kelly Center.
I'm getting paid.
I'm getting paid. Love me or not, I'm getting paid, baby.
What's your buyout on this show?
Yeah. Which one?
Hey,
well, what's the number to get you
in the
here?
Words of Coach O, which door do you want me to walk?
Was that the best exit interview in the history of
yes.
And speaking of which, if that don't get a fire up, Coach O, the poster child for the Cajun Nation, for anybody Cajun, shows up and talks to the team.
How did that happen? Do you know?
It's Coach Huff elevate things, escalate things, and that's an outside audience, which I've said for years, think big, Southern Miss. You put Coach O in the room to motivate the team. Everybody knows this guy is an entertainment guy. You know, you get them talking to the team, thinking big.
Marshawn Kenny, you know we love you.
You know I'll love you guys back. Kelly and
the great Marshawn Kenny.
I'm getting
the
paid.
Super Talk Eagle Eye. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. That we'll was fun. Back. Always fun.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, thanks for being with us this afternoon. Second hour of our program today from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Hattiesburg, eve of the Mississippi State Southern Miss football game. Electricity is just in the air in Hattiesburg, and we just think it's an awesome, awesome time here to be near the university. Don't forget about our podcast. You can hear this entire show and podcast later tonight. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. And, of course, want to thank our everyday week sponsors, Dickey's Barbecue, Eagle Tire West, DBAT, 4th Street Bar and Grill, Forest Healthcare, MCS Home Center, Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mo Bay Beignet Company, which would be a great place to go after the game
early
tomorrow
morning, yeah.
Or tonight. Yeah. And of course, Gabby here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Well, the hits just continue. Spencer Bridges is the Deputy AD and Chief Revenue Officer at Southern Miss, and a man that's going to be in charge of a lot of logistical things tomorrow. We thought it would be a great idea to bring you on the show, and it's going to be a huge crowd. It's going to be an early game.
It is, yeah.
And so logistically, what is important for people to know that are coming tomorrow, Spencer?
Come early. At the end of the day, you know, I've said add half hour to your trip. You know, and download your tickets and parking passes before you leave the house. Please don't be those people that's in line ready to get the security checkpoint and don't, you know, because we want to be fluid. You know, we did some really good things this year that I'm proud of. We, you know, no parking has changed other than adding. Like, we've added a lot of parking opportunities this year from a championship lane is now the full deal, right? It's the whole thing. And we've added some space and things like that. But all we did was just zoned it. So we have a black zone, a gold zone, and a blue zone. And all that corresponds to is where you enter your lots, right? We don't – please don't come – you're on a 4th Street lot, don't come on Hardy and come through campus and congest that up because it's – you know, even today, campus is bustling, right? So we know tomorrow, beginning in the early hours, I mean, we're starting to open lots at 6 a.m., right? We're going to be there rising early and ready for welcome fans and, you know, our pregame band concert starting at 8 o'clock. And, you know, we're going early, but it is early. So I want to just remind fans – to arrive early, have everything ready, check the routes that we've sent out on numerous occasions, and we'll continue to do that. We just sent out a know before you go, so check that out on our social media channels. And then do note, 4th Street and Hardy Street, we have some mutual aid, local law enforcement that's going to help us control some lights, right? So be paying attention to those people on the way in. And we're really excited about the opportunity to really improve our traffic flow because we have an influx of people, not only those that have been here year over year, but Mississippi State fans coming down and those types of things. So we're going to have a lot of keep saying it's a 10 pounds and a 5 pound bag on Saturday, but we're excited. Could not be a better opportunity to get on national television and showcase Hattiesburg and what our new, you know, flip the script, what our new football team's got to offer.
Does the 11 o'clock start complicate things for you?
I would say it just condenses everything. I mean, our plans and, you know, obviously the huge influx of people. You know, last year, toward the end of the season, we had those diehards and joined us, but it just condenses timelines. So if people think that they're going to be able to roll up at 10:45 and get to their parking spot and get in the gate, you're mistaken, right? Yeah. We're just going to have a huge influx of people. And, you know, knock on wood, the weather's working in our favor right now, so there will be some tailgating opportunity, and it's not going to be hopefully as hot, and looks like the rain's moving out, so we're excited about that. So just get in your parking spots early, get situated. We're going to have a lot of activities going on. Eagle Walk at 8:30, you know, and it's going to be a little longer. We're starting on the end of East Memorial and walking the whole way. We're parading these guys around this whole stadium so that all of our fans can experience and enjoy it.
Don't tire them out.
Have you been talking to Huff?
I'm curious. Obviously, this is going to be a huge crowd expected tomorrow. Are the gates opening any earlier than they normally would? I know the line to get in, you know, last time when Mississippi State came here, I mean, I think it took us like an hour to even get in the stadium.
Yeah, I think what, you know, the conversations we've had, so there's a couple of things. Premium suites, club level, are open 2 hours early, right? Mm-hmm. So they have those entrances. We're doing a thing this year with our Student Eagle Club. If you have a Student Eagle Club membership, you have your card, right, you're going to get in at that same time, that two-hour window. So that way we can get 1,000 or so kids in those gates early. So we're trying to stagger it a little bit. And then we'll go from there. The problem that we've had is that if you open at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., how many people are going to actually do that, right? And then this struggle is like, we could open at 4 a.m. and, you know, have all the security and everybody live and active. But, you know, at the end of the day, us is, I want to go get breakfast and make sure I get there on time. But, you know, we didn't really feel as if there's going to be enough people because of the other game. You had 9 o'clock in 2015, so you had all day to jam up the gate. So it's just one of those things that, like, we're doing everything we can, and we arrive early. It's just the end of the message.
No kid, even 11 o'clock is better than that 9 o'clock game the last time these two teams played.
I watched that two nights ago on the old YouTube, and it was a good game.
It was a good game.
We were talking earlier with Marchant Kenny. The year before, the team had only won one game.
Sure.
And they lost that game. But you could tell something was different.
Sure.
This was not going to continue to be the way things went. I think we're going to see that tomorrow.
The spark's different, and it's you just got that. Just walking around today, and the hustle and bustle, and just all the things we're doing, field level suites, and you know we're doing all these things that are different, and the team, the way they're engaging, and talking with coach throughout the week, and just the excitement, our players, and you know, it's just a different energy, right, around the building. And we're so excited about that. And obviously it's all new to them and all exciting for all these new coaching staff. But they understand that we got a lot of things handled and some things that we want to make sure they capitalize on. And Spirit Park, live at Spirit Park tonight with Screaming Eagles. And, you know, the football building is just lively right now. And we're excited about that. And, you know, they are ready to attack.
Spencer. Now, Spencer, Jack got Kelly a parking pass at the mall. What time should he get
there? I was lucky. I was lucky to get one.
Hopefully he threw in some water and a bus pass so you can come all the way over.
He told me it was one of the best parking spaces left. Yeah. So, you know. But I wanted to ask you, Spencer, about technology.
Sure.
I'm old.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
do computers well. I don't Fair. Download stuff.
Fair.
How soon will it be, and not necessarily at Southern Miss, but college football in general, that the paper ticket will indeed be a thing of the past?
I hope not.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, it's a temperature check by your school, right? You never want to inconvenience people to a point that they don't want to come or feel the burden of entry is too great, right? We want to make sure that we're accommodating as much as possible. But then you got like Florida's doing facial scanning to get in the venue. You don't even have a ticket. They use your face, right? And they're trying that out this year. So the technology is evolving. Our goal, I always say, keep it simple, stupid, right? We want to make sure that you flow and things like that. And, you know, paper tickets cost us money, and there's labor, and you got to go get them at some point versus click a button. So we're just trying to navigate from our ticketing staff and our fans, like making sure that it's convenient. And, you know, obviously from a will call perspective, it's inside the facility, inside the parking pass zone, so our Felici will be open longer hours tomorrow so that our fans can navigate that.
If they go to facial recognition, you and I will never get it.
Oh, I'd shatter it.
I know one big thing for fans, concessions. There's a huge change throughout the year. Could you tell the listeners about that?
It's been a busy summer.
Yeah.
So it's been a really busy summer. We went in and worked with Aramark to do a complete, and I mean complete renovation of the lower level concessions, right? And we've changed the model. We've taken what we had at baseball, right? And we got pressure tested at the regional of how baseball was going to go. We took that concept, and five out of the six we renovated have that grab-and-go assembly line models where you work through and you get to multiple checks-out points and things like that. But I'm really excited about the touchdown market on the student side right behind Section K. It's a grab-and-go model. So think convenience store when you walk in and say, hey, I want this snack, this energy drink, this beverage of choice, whatever. And then it's self-serving, right? We've had a lot of data that shows when you self-serve, it doesn't feel as long, right? And really, we've got decision processes happening over here and checkout processes happening over here. So we're really flowing through some things. And we're really excited to see it pressure tested out of the gate, right? And, ultimately, our goal is to look at this and get data from this and, like, what's Reed Green look like? How do we evolve and how do we do that? But baseball is really good. So we major investment there. And then, obviously, cashless. That's something that we execute on this year. But we didn't just do cashless. We doubled the point of cash registers. So we have double cash registers, and it's all about efficiency. I want to get to a point that you can leave your seat at a timeout or a quarter break and get back before the action happens. Right? And there will be some things we got to work out and some kinks we got to check out, but I think we're getting close to that.
There's a lot of hullabaloo, Spencer, about tailgating prior to the season. So in a nutshell, are there any places on campus that are absolute no-goes?
I mean, inside of buildings.
Well, yeah, of course.
On the field.
Yeah, no, we definitely opened up some things. And, we've got some historical buildings that we're making sure that our fans stay away from and just so we can protect that. But, no, I mean, we've opened up campus.
Good.
I'm really excited about it. The front of campus is wide open other than, like, the Rose Garden.
Sure.
Right, staying away from that. But we've actually got more parking on Southern Miss Drive now for all those people that are in front of campus. And we've opened up adjacent to that across the street.
That is so good.
You know, Spirit Park, let me tell you. We are closing Ray Guy Way from gate to gate, but we have unloading zones on each side during the unloading zone times. From the tent set up right now and Taylor Renault coming in, it is a lively experience right now, and we'll be on Saturday.
Spencer Bridges, everybody. Man, there's electricity in there.
Yeah, we're
Spencer.
Excited.
Thank you, my friend.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Jeremy McLean, athletic director, is with us. Jeremy's going to be joining us as we continue to roll here. Buffalo Wild Wings, special edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. Eagle Hour back on the air. Man, we've had Larry Fedora, the Southern Miss cheerleaders, Tim Hallman, Marshant Kennedy, Spencer Bridges. And when you think it couldn't get any better, we get Jeremy McLean, athletics director here.
I appreciate you guys letting me participate, man. That's a pretty good group right there.
That's a pretty good group.
It's good company for me. I appreciate it.
That Marshant Kennedy, though, very shy. We're
going you got to get him to open up.
Get
him to open up and talk a little bit.
All right, Jeremy, there is a lot of juice in the air. There'd be a lot of juice in the air anyway with the new coach. But, boy, with Mississippi State here, you can just feel it. And I was looking, you correct me if I'm wrong, I think there are two more games scheduled with State, and I think the next game down the road is back here.
That's right.
And then in Starkville.
That's right.
Any possibility this thing will continue after that?
Yeah, I hope so. I think, everybody's realized how good this is for the state of Mississippi, and I don't waste any opportunity to say this. I appreciate the people in Starkville because, they don't have to do this.
100%.
They can go find a game somewhere. But I think they realize the value in it early on. And the games that we've played with them have been good in a lot of different ways. Some have been more competitive than others. Some of the crowds have been better at times than others. But I think they realize that, hey, this is really good, and they've got some people in place that have stuck to that. And so we do have a game, and I think it's 30-31 off the top of my head. Hattiesburg in 30, Starkville in 31, as you mentioned. And, I feel good about having conversation beyond that. I really do. And so it's hopefully it's something we can continue for a long time. And I think it's hard to replicate what we sense in the air right now, the excitement around the game. It's hard to replicate that if it's not an in-state opponent, that where you got some history and those kind of things. And so, yeah, I'm hopeful we can do that. I certainly want to have that conversation.
But while we're on scheduling, Jeremy, news came out that you've signed a one-year deal with the Mountaineers of West Virginia. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, excited about that opportunity in 27. You know, we needed a game in 27. We're going on the road for a guarantee game. That they had some shuffling, and we had some things we had been working on. But when that one popped open, I just felt like, and I know the administration up there pretty well, and so just felt like it was a different opportunity for us. You know, I think sometimes even for your team, but also especially for your fan base, be able to provide some variety in scheduling is important. We've always kind of had the regional approach, but I think sometimes when you step outside that region and play a game that's intriguing, I think it works well. And so I think this kind of fits that mold, you know, and 2 years feels like forever, you know, a lifetime right now. And when it comes to football scheduling or what teams are going to look like, or all those things, but feel like we're headed in a really good direction. And by 27, you know, feel like we're going to have our feet under us in a really positive way, and have an opportunity to go up there and challenge those guys in Morgantown.
I have two more scheduling questions for you. Number one, SEC announced they're going to 9 games, and then there are. And one of their non-conference games has to be a Power 5,
right.
Big 10, whatever. How is that going to change future scheduling? I know that probably the games that are on the schedule probably going to stay there,
yeah.
But beyond those,
yeah.
And you might not know.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. I do think it will have an impact. I think because to your point, their formula is probably going to be one Power 4, one group of 5, group of 6, and one FCS. And so you're only going to get one opportunity each year, to your point. I do think the games we have on the schedule are pretty safe. What most of the SEC folks did was really not schedule much over the last couple of years because they knew this might happen, and so they didn't want to overschedule and have to get out a bunch of games. And so it's been interesting in the industry. The scheduling puzzle has kind of ground to a halt, waiting on the SEC to make a decision. And so now we at least know what it is, and we can go out and try to get those games. So I do think it becomes a little more difficult, to your point. But I think, you know, we're in a footprint where we can still get a lot of those games. I think there's a lot of reasons that people, you know, want to play us. Our folks travel well. We can check a bunch of boxes. So I don't have a ton of heartburn about it, but I do think anytime you take inventory off the market, there's going to be some ripple effect.
And then with Louisiana Tech coming into the league,
yep.
The game next year.
Yeah,
you know,
more worried about that.
What is that? Do you
yeah.
know yet? Or
I don't. So we're certainly working on plan B and C and D. And Demas' point is, if Louisiana Tech were to come into the league a little earlier than the bylaws stay, so let's say they come next summer, we have a home game scheduled with them next year, non-conference. So that's obviously going to be non-existent if they're
right.
in the league. And so we've got to figure out a way. To replace a non-conference home game in short notice is really, really difficult.
Right.
And so, just go ahead and prepare our folks for this. I mean, there is an outside chance that if that happened and Louisiana Tech got plugged into Texas State's slot, we could go to Ruston 2 years in a row, one non-conference and one conference. And so that's just the way it is. We may not be able to avoid that. But at the same time, our effort is to try to figure out if they come early, are there any home games out there for us to try to make sure we stay at 6, which obviously has always been my objective, and this year we're at 7, and so that will be priority number one, and we're working on that now, trying to kind of turn over every leaf we can, but it is going to be a challenge.
Jeremy, 24/7 Sports was reporting yesterday that the Sun Belt, among other conferences, were meeting as a group to have air quotes discussions. Can you tell us what those discussions entail, or what was the meeting about?
I really can't, not because I don't want to, Kelly, but I really don't know yet. We're going to get a report soon on kind of how all that went. Obviously, just happened, so we'll get a report from the commissioner. It wasn't it was a very, very tight, small group of people that had that discussion, and so we'll get a more detailed report on how that went and what was discussed. I think it's a step in the right direction. I think the group of 6. We have to be on the same page, be marching to the same drumbeat if we're going to be as successful as we want to be. If we're going to be as efficient as we want to be, we really have to figure out a way to work together, whether that's media rights, whether that's whatever it is, scheduling. We've got to get in the room together, as they did, and try to figure out what that looks like. And so I think that's a lot of what happened. I haven't gotten all the details yet, but I do think it's a step in the right direction. I think it's a conversation that needs to be had, and hopefully there'll be more of those.
Jeremy, we talk to a lot of business people, obviously, in the community, and a lot of our clients have expressed to me how important football is to the livelihood of their business. As one restaurant owner told me, when we win, the game's over, people want to come here and eat and drink and have a good time. If we're not competitive, they've gone home at halftime. I know you sense that as well. How important is this year to the university from a football standpoint?
Well, let me first say, I don't like to eat or drink anything either after we lose. So, I mean, trust me.
You can't keep it down.
No, right? No. It is miserable around my house for about 48 hours when we lose, and everybody knows it. So, you know, I think it's critical in a lot of ways. What you just said, I think the economic impact of being successful in football is really even hard to measure. I mean, there's certainly, we've done economic impact studies, and we can talk about the number of people coming into the community and on the campus. But there's so much ripple effect that happens when you have success. And it's not just, certainly the business owners in the community are way up on the priority list. And it's a, you know, we've got a unique opportunity and a great relationship from a campus, city, you know, town and gown relationship, which doesn't happen everywhere. So we're in a really good spot. So we want to make sure that they're taken care of. But the thing that is even higher on my list than that is making sure that we do our part to help grow enrollment at the institution. Because I think winning football is such a key component to the recruiting efforts and the visibility and the, you know, all the things that happen when you're talking about high school kids making decisions on where they want to go. That's not lost on us, and it's why this process this past year was so important to try to figure out how to get this right, because I think the growth of the university really is at stake. And it may sound silly to some people who aren't in it every day, but I really believe that successful football can lead to a lot of positives that impact enrollment. And then certainly that also impacts the business community and economic impact.
There is a correlation in there between enrollment and winning football.
There's a multiple studies that would show that there is a direct correlation, a very significant correlation, you know, in what that looks like. And look, I think if you go and look at the SEC over the last 25 years, 30 years, and you begin to look at the investment that was made into that league on the media rights agreement when that happened, and all the money was invested, and they began to elevate and, you know, change things in that league, and you look at the enrollment at all those institutions, and you put those lines side by side, and I guarantee you there's a very strong correlation between that investment, that level of success, and what their enrollment looked like.
Jeremy, if it's not Mississippi State, do you think you get the ESPN primetime game at 11 o'clock tomorrow?
I think it probably depends on who it is, but probably not. Probably not. We probably might have gotten flipped to TV, but maybe not the 11 o'clock ESPN spot, which is a, you know, I've said this all summer, like to see Lee Corso put on the headset for the last time, and then the next shot is panning to the Rock. Like that is really valuable from an institutional community standpoint. And so I don't know, Kelly, to answer your question, if we get that opportunity, if it's not an SEC opponent at our place.
It just goes to the point you were making, that, you know, you play teams like that.
That's the value in trying to schedule that way and trying to challenge yourself sometimes and creating a schedule that can be difficult for sure, but one that pays dividends.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you.
You've made a great hire.
Thank you.
You got Mississippi State in town. I don't think it could be any better way to start the year.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Certainly appreciate what you do, and we're very, very excited about tomorrow.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeremy McClain, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour wrapping up next. Hang on.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Man, it's been a fun 2 hours here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Bob Getty, Demon Bixit, Kelly Center. Gabby's back with us, the manager of this great establishment. I want to thank Larry Fedora, the Southern Miss cheerleaders, Tim Hallman, Marshant Kenny, Spencer Bridges, Jeremy McClain. It's been quite a lineup. And you always save the best
for last.
For the last segment.
And one of the questions I wanted to get to the first time, but we ran out of time, so I'll hit her with it now. Obviously, this is kind of the anchor place for New Orleans Saints fans.
Right, right.
Yeah, and you don't look too excited.
I mean, Saints are the Saints. I mean, I got to support them. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, but secondary, I support the Saints because.
But man, they're here every Sunday, the Saints fans.
They are.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of variety. Honestly, we get a lot of variety of fans.
You get a lot of Raider fans.
We get Raider. We have a whole crew of Raiders fans that comes in here, a whole crew of Buffalo Bills fans. We get a lot of Saints fans. I mean, it's just Baltimore Ravens. Like, it just varies. The Chiefs, we have a whole bunch of people.
I knew she was going to say that.
I'm not excited about that. Yeah. I don't like to say that. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, well, their money spends too, so, you know,
I
guess.
Yeah, but I guess I shouldn't. I'm not judging.
What would be the biggest group you get? And the times that I've been in here, I got to tell you, I was shocked at how many Raider fans
we get. A lot of Raiders and a lot of Chiefs and a lot of Saints.
And I want to ask too, Gabby, is Sunday busier? Because Monday night, obviously, there's the marquee games and lots of Thursday nights. But is still Sunday?
Sunday is the busier.
Is the big day?
Yeah.
Is it busier than Saturday, college football?
No. Saturday is our busiest day of the week during football. It honestly just really depends on the games too, because, I mean, sometimes the Sunday could surpass the Saturday, but very rarely college football seems to be the bigger hitter. I mean, both are big hitters, but.
So let me ask you a question that we just talked to Jeremy McClain about. I told Jeremy that a lot of our clients tell us that if the football team would start winning again, it would mean a lot to their business.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about how that would help Buffalo Wild Wings.
That would help us tremendously because everybody would get back into it, because it's not fun to watch when you just constantly lose. It's not fun to watch a constantly losing team. Like, I love the Buffalo Bills because it's exciting. Like, they win, they lose, they win, they lose. They're up and down, and it's just fun. I don't think the Saints are very fun to watch anymore.
Which brings us back to the Saints.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just that's what it's about. You just got to get them excited. The fans aren't excited about them anymore.
Look at the long face on this Saints fan right there.
Oh, man.
Isn't that a
not to mention that
right there?
Spencer Rattler was named the starter.
But so it would seriously.
It would definitely
it
boost.
It seriously is an important impact on the business community, isn't it?
Because I remember watching that Super Bowl that they won, and that was amazing. Everybody, everybody got brought together with that.
You
got to
win.
Yeah.
Just win, baby.
Yeah.
From a corporate standpoint, though, Gabby, a lot of businesses struggled after COVID, but it seems like you guys are blowing and going like never before.
We didn't struggle.
I want to know what do you think that is?
I mean, I just have a really good team. I have a reliable team that stayed with me, and we worked through it, and we stayed open just for takeout and did like curbside, and we're still waiting on people and still making sure we could get our food out there, and we were even selling beer and growlers and stuff like that, just keeping the business coming for. I mean, nothing was open. So, I mean,
right. It
was like we were a staple in that time that we can go to Buffalo Wild Wings. They're open.
And I know real quick because we're running out of time, but just about every night of the week we talked about this. You've got some other things going on. You got trivia on Tuesday. You got Singo on Wednesday. Lots of things going on here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got Thursdays. Obviously, we have the BOGO.
Buy one,
get one free, boneless. We just got a new menu that just came out with a bunch of new items, which is a perfect time for football season. Come out. It's a bunch of new, like, bar food, the buffalo chicken dip, new sampler where you can choose up to 4 items and 4 sauces, a cookie skillet, which is a huge, huge seller. It sells itself, but it's
delicious.
You
didn't know about that, did you?
Note to self.
And we got new spicy and original tenders and breast options. So
You got quite a number of beers. I was trying to count
we got 40,
the beer taps.
40 on tap.
40 taps of beer, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
So
number
pro,
one seller is what?
So Pro beer?
Yeah, there's a few So Pro on there. I know we got Susie B. We got
new sponsor.
Yeah.
Yep. House Beer. We got at least four or five of them.
Susie B's kind of their anchor.
Yeah,
in it.
That's
kind
a
of
big one, yeah. Susie B, Fire Ant, Devil's Harvest.
So Pro Brewery.
Southern new, Prohibition.
Yep, new sponsor on the Super Talk Eagle Hour, we're happy
too.
To say. Number one seller in here is what?
Beer?
No, food.
Food.
It's got to be the wings.
Wings, yeah, for sure. I mean, but our burgers are delicious.
Yeah.
Like, everything else on the menu, give it a shot, because you'll be surprised. Our wings are great, but everything else is really good, too.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you all so much. Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here. It was a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who came. Thanks to everybody that made it happen. Michael Mergens, 2 hours of rock-solid production back in the studio. Thanks for listening, everybody. Get ready. Southern Mississippi 28, Mississippi State 21. A bad day for the Bulldogs. Southern Miss.
To the top. Let's go.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.